for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy, just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tuesday show. Morning studio.
Morning.
Amy was talking about how her electric bill has tripled since she got kids.
Yeah, I don't. That's the only thing that's changed. So we're thinking, is it the kids? But that just doesn't even make sense. So I don't know if anybody else has experienced a hike in their electric bill, but it was my husband even showed it to me. Normally he takes care of the bills. We don't really talk about it that much, but he said, I'm just sending this to you so you can see what's happening when all of a sudden it's my fault. The hot water is running or this. And I'm like, no. Or the lights are left on. So it's not my fault. Something's up. Yeah. Something's up.
What do you think is happening?
I don't know. I'm thinking like they messed up. Might need a call.
Oh, you think the electric company's messed up?
Yeah, the meter's off or however they measure it, it's off. And I didn't know if anybody else in town had experienced it being off.
Well, Raymond,
because we could all rally together and call together and be like, whoa, this isn't right.
Yeah. Raymond? Mine's obnoxiously high as well, about $80 more than it typically is. So what I did is did some investigating. And we have a roommate at my apartment. I think that she has a space heater and she runs that puppy all day long.
Oh, so it is something.
That's what we're trying to think. I think okay, that's
right.
What it is.
I'm thinking it's not something we're causing. It's just an accidental bill and I'm going to look into it. But Lunchbox always seems to get things done, so I was thinking if his bill seemed higher, he could call for the both of us and give me like a free month of electricity.
I think that it's been colder outside, so you've been running your heater more, so that runs up your bill. Also, the Taj Mahal is out there. You got to pay the electric bill on that thing.
We don't have electric yet.
Yeah, there's nothing out there.
The plumber's still waiting on some inspection. We have a major stall in that action. Don't even get me started.
Well, if you don't have a mystery roommate like Ray does, who even knew somebody's living with them in an apartment?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Good point.
I didn't know where
we
Ray
didn't know
goes.
Anything about this
Ray
guy.
Goes, my secret roommate is running a heater.
I did not even, now that you say that, how did I miss that? Okay, we'll have to talk more about that.
Notice things now. Just mm-hmm. now that you notice the kids leaving the water on. I noticed
the lights
being left on.
And the, yes.
Anytime I've ever called because I go, you messed up on the bill, I've always been the one at fault.
Okay. Okay. I was just...
I used to get big cell phone bills and they'd send mm-hmm. it to me. I go, there's no way. You sent it in a manila folder. You were messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they track it and I'm like, oh, yeah, I did that.
Oh,
yeah, I
and
did
you
that.
Knew if it came in a manila folder, yeah. that it, things were bad.
It was bad news.
Bad news.
It was bad news.
Because it couldn't even fit in a regular
envelope.
It was
envelope.
So long. Yes.
We'll check back next bill cycle.
Okay.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Wow. Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Three Good Samaritans helped rescue a man from a burning vehicle in Toronto after it flipped on the interstate. Jeremy, Darren, and George were driving, and they see an SUV in front of them. It lost control, started swerving, and then it flipped in front of their vehicles. So they pull over immediately. They run up to the car. It starts to catch fire. They pry the door open. They got tools out and were able to crowbar the door open, and they pulled him out, and it slowly caught fire. Saved his life.
Wow.
Man, to see that thing flip and then to go right in after it, all instinct. Hero then, instinct. Yeah. I don't think I have hero instinct. I think I would be like, oh, my goodness. Hey, Amy, you'll never guess what I saw. I'm not brave.
Tweeting
it. Yeah.
It didn't help. Fast.
Yes. On Instagram or Twitter, yes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, shout out to these guys because they're real-life heroes. I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Colorado Springs. A cop was killed. Three other cops were injured after a gunfight, after a stolen vehicle. Hundreds of people line the streets to pay tribute to the officer. In weather news over the next 48 hours, be careful on those roads. Rain and snow in the South, Midwest, Northeast. It's going to get really messy out there. And finally, a flu update. Flu season is half over. Experts warn you could get the flu twice, so make sure you have your flu shot. Some cities are doing drive-up flu shots where you don't have to leave your vehicle, so check into that.
Big Three.
News, stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, welcome to my office, everyone.
Okay.
This is going to be fun. Hey, I need everybody's attention, okay?
Oh, boy.
What is happening?
Yeah, so I was reading this article about the top five job interview questions that you ask people. So, Lunchbox, you have to leave the room. I'm going to interview Amy with these five questions, and then Lunchbox is not going to hear them. I come in, I'm going to interview Lunchbox, and I'm going to see who I would hire.
This is great.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I'll crush Amy in an interview process.
Okay, so Lunchbox is leaving the studio.
Are you going to cut her off at a point? Because she likes to ramble.
Make sure he doesn't hear what's happening out there.
I won't. I'll go to the bathroom.
Well, we need you back, though, soon.
So... okay. Hey, man, need your attention up here?
Yes, please.
Thank you for applying the job for CEO of the company. Oh.
So excited to be here. Wow. I've been an admirer of this company for a really long time.
So, by the way, Drew Houston, the billionaire CEO and founder of Dropbox, says these are the five best interview questions. I'm going to ask them to you, then I'm going to ask them to Lunchbox, and I'll tell you who I would hire.
Dropbox CEO is a billionaire?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Because he probably created it. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, welcome to it's great. How's your day doing?
Good? Great. Fantastic. Good. How about you?
It's very good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, no problem.
I was wondering, who is the best in the world at what you do?
Oh, my gosh.
You can use radio.
Okay, what do? I am fortunate enough to actually work with the best in the world. Worked below him for 12-plus years, taught me everything I know, and really that's just to be who you are. Be authentic. Be human, be vulnerable, show everything, be as relatable as possible, because that's what people want. They want
someone
they
can relate to. Who is this you're talking
about? Bobby Bones.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard
of him. I was wondering too.
Okay. Yeah, she never said who it was.
Yeah, sorry. Bobby Bones. I feel like I won the lottery with him being the best in the business, but I'm alongside him. Not many people get that opportunity to have that type of everyday training. Training on the job, 12 years.
Who are your influences?
Bobby Bones. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's pretty amazing.
What have you learned in the last year?
I've learned that it's really important to respect people's time. Like, if you're not early, you're late. So I've really been implementing that, because I think time shows everyone that you respect them. Frankly, that's why I was here early today.
How early were you?
I got here at least 7 minutes early.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So in the last year, I learned that from Bobby Bones, actually. And
this guy sounds
like an awesome guy.
This last year, I've been implementing it in my life, and the changes I've seen just in myself, amazing.
If you were able to give yourself a sit down 10 years ago, what advice would you give your 10 year ago self?
Keep working for Bobby Bones.
Okay. Wow. Come on.
I would say definitely find something that you enjoy doing, because my 10-year-old self, I'm still young at that point.
10 years ago.
10 years ago, I'm still pretty super young at that point. And if you don't, then you got to get out. Fortunately, I feel like I was in a position where I had a choice to leave a job that I knew that I really loved, but I stuck with it. And I'm so glad that I did, because I am happy. And no matter what you make, because at the time I took a pay cut for that job, probably could have been making more doing something else that I was doing.
Yeah.
But it'll all pay off in the end if you just stick with it.
One final question.
Yes.
It's a bit of time here. What's one of the most important lessons you've learned through the years?
There's so many.
Yeah.
Man. Well, that if you're late.
Okay. Time's up. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you,
Amy. Get your next candidate out of the bathroom.
Let's, Bobby Bones will send you home.
Let's pull the urinal hero out.
Hey, he's probably going to get the job over me.
Come on in here.
Let's just be glad I haven't had to do a job interview.
Ever? In years?
I did one. Oh, yeah. I've done one 12 years ago.
Why would he go so far away?
No, he was literally by the bathroom.
Okay.
I was standing right there. I didn't want to hear. I didn't want
to. Welcome to the interview, sir.
See?
This is how you enter the interview?
Oh, no, you are so unprofessional out there in the hallway.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me today. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you for coming to apply for the position of radio CEO.
Oh, man, I think I'm perfect for this job, but let's go ahead and continue on.
Question number one, who is the best in the world at what you do?
Oh, that's definitely Howard Stern. He has created such a huge format, and he changed the game of radio. Absolutely took something, his switched it all up, and now the whole people, everybody wants to be like Howard Stern.
And who are the people on his show?
You got Robin, and then you have the, oh, I think that one guy, Artie.
No, he didn't die.
Oh, he didn't die.
No, he's not there anymore. No.
Okay.
No.
But yeah, Artie is pretty awesome, too.
Okay. Who are your influences?
My dad is a big influence in my life. He taught me how to be a man, taught me how to be responsible and respect people. And also, I would say Bobby Bones, he showed me work ethic in radio, how it works, and what it is to be a good radio show and a good radio host.
What have you learned in the last year?
I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned how hard it is to have a baby. My wife and I have been trying, and it's not as easy as they make it in the movies where, oh, you're just going to have a baby. And I learned financial responsibility, trying to save money because you got a plan for your future.
Oh. If you're able to sit yourself down 10 years ago, what would you give to your younger self advice-wise?
Travel more.
Oh.
Before you settle down, because there's going to come a time in your life you're going to settle down. You're not going to be able to go take cool trips. If you have the money, go experience things instead of just going to the bar every Friday night and Saturday night.
Any important lessons you've learned over the years that you think would be great for this job?
Yes. Perseverance. Don't ever give up. If someone tells you no, keep going. Keep fighting.
Huh. Well, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Man, that was good.
I was looking at my notes here. I've made the hire.
That's a tough decision.
I know it's not.
I don't really know what I was applying for.
I'm hiring Lunchbox.
Oh, what? Yeah!
Huh?
Wow. Yeah. Lunchbox is my boss.
No, you fired.
Oh, man. He fired me day one.
He did. Minute
wow.
one.
Oh, man.
Man.
Here's your office. Hold on, before I move in. Amy, you're fired.
Why would you fire me?
That's funny.
You don't think I'm an asset to you?
Man, I can't wait to hear Amy's answers.
Oh, they just all had to do with Bobby.
Yeah, she was definitely playing.
I didn't even know you knew he was applying for radio CEO, but I didn't know that I was.
Yeah, sometimes in jobs you don't know what you're going to get.
So you just apply for random jobs?
I thought I was applying for Bobby's. I don't know. Something to do with Bobby. So with Bobby.
Okay. Well, anyway, was that
wow,
fun?
Wow, that was awesome.
Okay. Yeah, he did good.
Lunchbox, congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
There you go. Pack my bags.
Corner office in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show.
We got a big old dose of positivity for you. I'd say not even a teaspoon, a tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Time now for the good news.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. In Des Moines, Iowa, there's a UPS driver driving down the road. He's on his route that he does all the time, and he sees smoke coming from a house. His name's Jeremy. He goes, oh, man, that's not right. Pulls the truck over, walks up to the house, goes, I don't think that's somebody cooking. Beats on the door. There was a father sleeping with his baby, and the house was on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Got them out. Went in and got the dog out, and the fire department came. There's some damage. It's a real fire. The UPS guy got everybody out, and then right as the firefighters were putting it out, he drove off. Didn't even ask for a reward.
What's his name?
The UPS angel.
Oh.
I just made that up, but his name's Jeremy. So, Jeremy, that's telling me something
love
good.
Love it.
Amy.
Okay, so there's this woman, Billie Harris. She loves baseball, and she just turned 85 years old. And what did she want to do for her birthday? Play a game of baseball. Not only did she get to do that, she went up to bat, got a base hit, made it to first base. Mm-hmm. She said that she used to play softball back in the day, and she had an impressive 70 no-hitters.
Probably really exciting for her.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
Yes, 85. Yes. She made contact with the ball.
Yeah, it's probably really
exciting.
And
then ran to first base.
And made her feel like a kid again.
Yes, she said it felt so good to be out there on the field. But next year for her 86th birthday, she's going to go to Bermuda and rest.
I feel that way sometimes. I need to rest after a workout or two. Good for her, though. Lunchbox, you're up.
Ken Grossman is a brewing founder. He founded a brewery, and he made a lot of money, so he wanted to give back to his college. So he went to Butte College in California, and he donated $1 million. And now students are going to get 2 semesters of free tuition and fees.
Wow.
Woo!
How about that?
He said, I made some money. Here's some money for you. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Good donation. $1 million.
That's good. Mm. All right. That's Tell Me Something Good. Is that tablespoon?
That's a tape, yeah.
That's a big one, huh? No,
it's a heaping.
Oh, a heaping, she said.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Ah, it's a good family story here. A man is found guilty of calling two airports and reporting his father and brother as terrorists to stop them from boarding flights because they got an invite to a wedding. He didn't get the invite. So,
what?
This is in America, too.
What's wrong with people?
An Oregon man reported his father and brother as terrorists because there was a family wedding and he wasn't invited. By the way, he's 38 years old. His father and brother were detained and the FBI investigated. The dad and the brother get put into a room as possible terrorists. Can you imagine? I bet they beat this brother up. The guy faces a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison, $250,000 fine. He's set to be sentenced on May 10th. Lock him up. Lock him up. Lock him up. Lock him up. There's that. By the way, this morning, depending on where you are, 10 Eastern, and you can work your way back, 9 Central, we have these Stars Blue female hoodies going up. Maybe you've seen them on BobbyBones.com. We are putting those up. They're Pimp and Joy Blue Star hoodies, and they're helping an organization that helps mentor young girls. And so you can have one of these. You can buy one of these. And all the money will go there. And so, am I missing anything, Amy, with that?
No, the group's called Epic Girl, and they empower young girls that give them opportunity. And the hoodies are amazing, and they're so soft, and you definitely want one if you can get one.
That's right. Female only, though, because I have one, and it's female, but I have one, and I like it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Good news is, if you're like Bobby, you could buy a female one, and it'll be a little more fitted.
Yeah. Bad news is, if you're like me, well, then you're like me. That stinks. All right, appreciate everybody hanging out this morning. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Chicago, Illinois. A 31-year-old man who's an aspiring rapper is now facing 15 years in prison, all because of his music video. He's a convicted felon, so he can't have guns. But he wanted to make a rap video, so it shows him firing guns. Look at my guns. And they put it on YouTube, so they went to his house and found the
guns. That's crazy. That'd be a good song, though. Look at my guns. Look at my guns. I got them in my hands. Look at my guns. I might shoot you. Look at my guns. Look at my guns. That's a pretty good song.
Pow, pow, pow.
I need a beat. I wish I had a beat right now, because I bust out some look at my guns.
Oh, there we go, Lunch.
Wow.
You have asthma?
I actually sounded really good.
Get your bones on. Get your Bobby Bones on. Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Kids are yelling at Alexa. And because of that, they're losing their manners and they're yelling at adults, too. Amy, I wonder if you're seeing this at all.
I think so. I feel now, after I read that headline, I thought, is that where my kids are getting, hey, mom, play this, mom, play that? Because that's exactly how they speak to Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play Justin Bieber.
What do they think Alexa is?
She's just someone that lives inside this little box.
Because they didn't have Alexa at the orphanage, right?
No. But they finally have gotten her name down because they have an accent. So Alexa wasn't understanding them at first, but they've got it down. At first, it was Alessa.
I think that was all of us, though, for a while, too, when we first got it. We didn't even know what to say.
But now they know exactly the right way to say it and what inflection will get her to do what. So,
Olive Garden rolled out the new lasagna nachos. If I just hear nachos, I'm in.
Yeah.
It's just how much am I in? And I bet you they're good. I love Olive Garden. I still will go to Olive Garden just to have the soup and salad, which is, back in the day, is pretty much all I could afford in college. And I would go have the soup and salad, but I still love it. And I say, extra pepperoncinis, please. And they cover that thing in pepperoncinis. And then they come with the cheese.
Yeah, Parmesan.
Grated Parmesan. Oh, my goodness. The nacho lasagnas, it's meat sauce and chunks of chicken, meatballs, and sausage. Little Alfredo. And instead of chips, they use lasagna noodles. How's that sound?
Yummy. I mean,
does it sound good. Yummy in the morning?
Yeah.
I always wonder if we're a little off because we're doing the show so early in the morning.
No.
Amy posted a picture on her Insta story of her daughter over this past weekend. And I thought Amy had installed a giant light bright at her house. And I sent Amy a message. I'm like, whoa, how much money are you making over there? Because I need one of those big light brights. This thing looks expensive. Turns out Amy went to the Adventure Science Center.
Yes. And it's amazing. Like, so cool. There's so much to do. You have to go back. There's no way you can get it done in that one day. So I'm super pumped that the kids are all about it. And we got a year membership gifted to us, which is so amazing. So you just roll in. I got my membership card. I'm like, we're here to check in. And this place is massive. First of all, it's filled with other kids and all their germs. So, Bobby.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought was, all the germs from everybody touching all the stuff all the time.
It's a little much. And then secondly, next time I go, I might need to put my kids on a leash, like a retractable one.
Oh, you're now thinking the leash is a good idea.
Yes, because my daughter went missing for about 20 minutes and she's 10 and she can take care of herself. So I wasn't really that concerned, but I started to get worried and it's just so massive. I did not know where she went. And we were all, my husband, me, my son, we were all wandering around looking for her, yelling her name. And I was thinking, at what point do I go to the front desk and say, I lost my child?
Luckily, and did you have to?
No, she appeared and she was like, Mom, I'm right here. I was like, oh gosh.
Yeah, she's pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a playscape that's about, I don't know, 10 stories tall, and it goes up and up and up, and there's all these nooks and crannies, so she was in that.
By the way, for sure, Amy's going to bring the flu into the studio.
What?
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
it's going to happen.
I have hand sanitizer in my pocket. Don't you worry.
Good for you. Good for you.
The Bobby Bone Show. Bobby Bone.
All right, doctors on an airplane save a woman's life by constructing a makeshift medical ventilator midair.
It's amazing.
So they're flying from Florida, and all of a sudden they're ripping tubes off of the masks that fall. They grabbed like three different things, and they made a ventilator, and they kept her living. So then they landed the plane in Jamaica, and these doctors who have a practice together in Jacksonville improvised the whole thing to make a ventilator.
Wow.
How lucky that it happened to her on that plane with those people.
Right. Because you could get on a flight with no doctors.
Well, you get on a flight with doctors that also go, oh, can't do anything about it.
Yeah. But they were innovative.
They were. So they cut the tubing. They connected to something in the air. They started breathing her through the tube, and she lived.
Wow.
But what you really want to know is how I almost had a near-death experience yesterday.
I definitely do. I mean, I'm glad she's alive and everything, but...
Me too. Now, that being said, I went to the store and got some hard candies, right? And I said, let me get some of those Ricoli. And so they gave me some, and I put three in my mouth at once. And we hit a bump, and I swallowed all three of them. And I went,
I know.
And it was in that place where it was in the middle of my throat, and it wouldn't swallow, but I couldn't get it back up either. And I was going, and the guy next to me knew something was up, but he put his headphones on because he didn't want to hear it.
Oh,
what?
No.
And
he bailed on you.
I thought he was going to give you the Heimlich.
So I just kept doing this. And then I was hitting myself in the chest. And finally, one of them came up like this. And I was like, oh. I know.
That was a good visual. Like,
one of them came up. The other two went down. So as one came up, the other two went down. And I lived.
But it's like the best feeling ever because you're like, oh.
Once I choked on a Dorito and it lodged into my windpipe and I started punching myself in the chest. I thought it was over. Elizabeth! Elizabeth! I'm coming for you! Elizabeth! I don't even have an Elizabeth I was going for, but I was calling her. Oh, I thought I really, there have been about three times in my life where I've seen my life flash before my eyes. That was one of them. It was at a Dorito. The Dorito, it perfectly triangle lodged right into my throat.
Ooh.
I know. And there was nobody around to give me the Heimlich, and I knew I was over.
The chips. You can do self-Heimlich on a chair.
Yeah, I do that sometimes without a chair.
Okay.
Well, now you know your limits to Ricolis.
Yeah. Right.
Well, no, he's not. No, you shouldn't.
The third one is what the problem was. It came off for sure.
It was the turbulence. Oh. That was the problem.
Three Ricolis and the turbulence. That's a rough night, boys.
It's a bad cocktail.
That's a Kenny Chesney song right there. Three Ricolis and some turbulence. Woo. All right.
I gotta watch out.
I have a game coming up. If you're playing in your car, I want you to sit and play the game with us. Play against somebody because it's the game where I play a song from the very beginning and you have to give me the first line. We've started playing this, and people love it. People love it for some reason.
It's harder than you think.
No, it's not. It's, no, not. It's next. It's next. All right.
Bobby Bones.
Amy's trying to describe the game. Good morning. We are the Bobby Bones Show. Everybody's here. I'm Bobby. There's Amy. Morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Lunchbox sits to my right. Good morning, Lunchbox.
Morning.
And then our producer, Eddie's way over to my right. Morning, Eddie.
Morning, Bones.
Okay, so we're going to play this game here. I'll play you a song, and all you have to do is sing the first line, and I'll just go straight down the line, not even looking at a list of songs, because I don't want there to be any favorites. Amy, you're first.
Okay.
Name the first line of the song.
Oh.
This is Need You Now from Lady Antebellum. It's going to shut off right as the words start.
Okay. Picture perfect memory shot.
Picture perfect memory.
There it is. That's
woo!
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. She got one right there. Lady A.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now.
Lunchbox.
Yeah. Here. Give me a softball too. Let's go.
Easy.
Softball.
Here we go. Number two. One of the biggest songs in country music history. You're Still the One from Shania.
Ooh.
Looks like we made it.
Mm, yeah. Looks like we made it.
Wow.
Look at that guy do it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's go over to Eddie.
Softball for sure, Bones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about this one?
Come on.
You want a softball?
Yeah.
This is maybe your favorite artist of all time.
Oh, oh. Tim McGraw? Oh, yep.
Don't Take the Girl. If you miss it, you're eliminated.
Oh!
All softballs.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing.
And
he was 8 years
old. Look at that.
Take Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, man.
Take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo.
All right, Amy, if you miss it, you're done.
Okay.
Oh, go a little newer.
Die Happy Man. Okay, okay, okay. Baby, last night.
Baby, last night.
Lunchbox.
I'm ready.
Quite possibly the most famous song in country music history.
You said that about the last one.
I know. I'm giving you the biggest softballs, though. Folsom Prison from Johnny Cash, who you did a report on.
Yeah, I did. Burning ring of fire.
A different song.
Wow.
Oh.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
Here we go, Amy.
Right. I'm stuck in.
Lunchbox has been eliminated.
Came a trick question.
No, no. That was, again, one of the biggest songs in the history of country music. And you did a report on Johnny Cash 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, what was the trick question?
Ooh, good one. Good.
Eddie.
Come on.
If you miss this, Amy wins.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
It's a lot of pressure. I took the... Oh, man, I don't know. I took my tweezers off the counter kitchen scissors.
I cut my buns with some rusty kitchen scissors.
Oh, I
go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just...
And our winner is Amy.
Oh,
nice work, Amy.
There she goes again. Racing through my brain. And I just can't contain it.
Nice. There's our winner. There she goes. Amy, our champion today.
There she goes.
She goes again.
There you go. Thank you. Coming up, if you've ever been a parent and you've had your kids buy a whole bunch of stuff on the computer and you go, uh-oh, and then you have to call and get a refund because your kids weren't supposed to be buying stuff on the computer and you didn't set parental controls, well, you can call us. 877-77-BOBBY. Amy just went through that with her daughter. And then Amy called me because she wanted me to talk to her daughter about it on FaceTime.
Oh.
Yeah, me.
Oh.
She's like, tell her. And I said, what?
Like, I'm just your friend.
I'll tell you the story coming up. Call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY.
Bobby Bones.
Get your bones on.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
A lot of calls are wanting to talk about their kids and the parental controls. And that's coming up. And I'll tell Amy's story. She can tell it. Where her daughter got on her iPad and was just like, bye, 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 bye. But Jaylee's on in Arkansas. Hey, Jaylee.
Hey.
So Jaylee has a really great story that I just didn't want to wait for. So would you mind telling these guys on the show what happened?
Okay, yes. So my child actually bought a Mini Cooper car off of eBay. The credit card was like automatically connected to the PayPal account. So it went through and my husband had to call and let the guy know that it was a mistake. And he did away with all of it, but he made us leave him a good review on his eBay.
How much did the car cost?
I don't even remember. This has been a couple years. He was really little when he did it, but...
But like thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a real car, and that was his favorite. He was obsessed with cars, and that was his favorite car.
The Mini Cooper car from the cartoon? Man, that's a good story.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and for now, for his 10th birthday, buy him a real one.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Double digits. Hey, thank you for the call, Jaylee. Where are you calling us from in Arkansas?
BB, Arkansas.
Oh, I know it well.
You know where that is?
Are you kidding? Does a bear poop in the woods?
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Oh,
that's right.
So happy. Y'all make my mornings every day. I drive to Conway, so.
I know where that is,
I
too.
I listen to y'all. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you, and that's a great story. Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye, Jaylee. We'll come back and get to that in a second. A robber was stopped by pizza employees. He goes in, robs the place. And a masked man hits an employee over the head with the butt of the gun, first of all. Tried to make off with $160 in cash. Tried because the employees wrestled him to the ground. When they unmasked him, they found out it was their former manager.
Oh.
It was like Scooby-Doo, man.
Yeah.
They're like, let's see who this is. Ruh, ruh, ruh. It's the mayor of the town.
Old man Weathers.
Ruh, 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 it's old man Weathers. And for those kids out there that don't know who Scooby-Doo is, Sweet I think they have a new
version. No, there's
version.
A new version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they should know.
Okay.
Well, Scoob. Raggy. Hey, Scooby. It looks like it's the mayor. It's always someone they know. Love it. Scooby, it's your cousin Timmy. Jerry.
Okay, don't ever get onto me for referencing Lassie.
No, they still make Scooby-Doo.
Yes, there are new Scooby-Doo shows.
Eddie has kids.
I mean, I hear that still, but I mean... They're definitely throwing it back.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's like a Ninja Turtles reference. Hmm. Last night, I made one. Mikey and I were driving back at like 11 o'clock, and they were digging a hole in the ground. And I said, oh, look, they must have found the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, in the sewer.
And we got it because that was us when we were younger, but they also make Ninja Turtles now.
Correct. Mm.
So we threw it back and kept it.
Well, they should make Lassie now. Lassie's
cool.
Legit.
A woman says she won $600 million in the jackpot. But she won't turn the ticket in because she doesn't want anyone to know she won it.
Oh, that's a struggle.
That's dumb.
She signed the ticket after the January 6th drawing, and she said she was just following instructions on the website.
So that's state by state, right? If you have to reveal your identity?
She said once you're out, it's overwhelming. No one's claimed it. They believe her, but she won't claim it because she doesn't want them to know it's her.
That's craziness.
Yeah. Could get $600 million, man. That is crazy. Amy, what happened with your daughter?
So they have Amazon Fires, little tablets that they can play, you know, learning games on and stuff. And I forgot to switch off for some reason when I was messing around with it, the parental control button got knocked off. So they had full access. And my son just started buying certain things started showing up on my Amazon account, and then my daughter started buying things, and I was like, how is this happening? And I was getting like 20 emails from Amazon. Thank you for your purchase. Thank you for your purchase. Thank you for your purchase. I mean, self-help books on audio.
So it wasn't just things they wanted. They were just hitting buttons.
They didn't even know they were buying certain things. They were just doing it. And then other ones were apps that were costing. So then I sat her down, and when I was explaining I was going to be deleting some of this that just they did not need, she started to say, no, like, this is on my tablet. I said, no, I'm deleting them. We're going to get rid of them, and Amazon's going to refund us because it's money. And she didn't understand how it costs money. She thought you just, like, things from the sky. Same thing with iTunes movies when we buy them or rent them. She doesn't understand the concept that it's real money. And you can't just click on things and buy it. So then I turned the parental control back on.
And then Amy called me on FaceTime and wants me to tell her daughter about money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what do you tell her about money?
What did I say?
You said something
I was thrown off by the whole thing.
Well, no. She didn't believe me. And then I said, look, would you believe Bobby if he told you? And she said, okay, prove it. So then I get Bobby on FaceTime. Huh. And I'm like, Bobby, things online cost money, right? And he says, yes. And I said, so can you explain to her how it's like my credit card is inside the tablet and that? And so then Bobby said, well, what do you do when you go to school and you buy the chips? You give them the money and you get your potato chips and then there's no more money left. And she's like, yeah, I don't really know. That's what he did.
That was what I said. I said, hey, you know when you take money from the house and go buy chips at school? That's what your mom has to do. And eventually, there's no more money to buy chips. And you spent all the money.
Uh-huh.
Good one.
So I don't know if it was or not, but Amy put me on the spot. Yeah. And then it was over.
Well, I mean, you're so good at parenting.
And didn't I give a better analogy on the spot? No, I shouldn't say better. Didn't I give a different analogy on the spot than you did?
I felt like I was handling it. I just needed backup.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's what happened.
Sometimes if it comes from a non-parent that's saying...
On a phone.
If it comes from Bobby.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda in North Carolina. Hey, Linda.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What do you think about this?
Well, see, my situation's kind of similar, but I have a child that has a disability. He has autism and he has control issues. And so for him, this is why we have to change the password on phones every week. This is why we have to do certain things, because I as well had my credit card hooked up to my iPhone. $300 of Roblox game credits later, I definitely realized how much more I wanted to be a little more tighter, how I took off my credit card from the iPhone. I mean, as a parent, it's tough, but at the same time, you know, you have to make sure you hold those boundaries, because if not, any little step that they feel like they can get ahead of you, forget about it. They're going to take a mile.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how as much as things change, they stay the same. Because in my head comes to me when I was a kid. I called this 1-900 number to talk to recordings of Wade Boggs, Don Mattingly, Andre Dawson. They're baseball players. And I called. I would listen to them. And it was $1.99 a minute, 99 cents each additional minute.
Oh my goodness.
Grandma tanned my hide, man, when she found out. I got a whooping like crazy. She said, you can't call. And I knew better. But I thought, and I would hang up before the first minute was over. Because I kept thinking, well, it's only $1.99.
Yeah.
If I don't hit the first minute, they won't charge me.
Mm-hmm.
I did it like 20 times. Mm-hmm. We got a big old fat phone bill. Same thing, just the technology is different.
Yeah.
They were also calling Wade Boggs just with their Amazon Fires. But thank you for the call, Linda. I appreciate that. How about this? Will in Tennessee, you're on.
Hey, bud. Bobby, Amy, Lunchbox, man. Thank you for making my mornings better.
Appreciate that. You have a story for us?
Yeah, man. All right. So my bonus son, we don't use the word step around our house. So my bonus son, he plays the Xbox, all right? And he plays his Forza game. And, you know, he wanted to upgrade his cars. And, you know, me and his mom, we talked about it. Said, yeah. So I think the car pack was like $10. Well, later on that day, we looked at the statement, and $177 was missing. And, Oh, yeah. So we wound up making him scrub the four-wheeler from head to toe, and he had every chore in the house for 2 weeks except for the laundry. Mm. And his mama scalded his rear end, so.
Man, you made him do all that and he got a whooping? That's wrong. Hey, listen, who am I to tell you how to parent Will? But it sounds like you were getting your money out of him already.
Oh, yeah, man, had to, because he knew what he was doing. He's 13. He knew what he was doing. Yeah. Had to go get him back, so.
Although, if I'm 13 and I get a whooping, I'm just walking out of the room.
Right.
Will, I appreciate that call, and I appreciate you, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
See you, bud. Have a great morning. Coming over to you, Amy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So we now know the names of Hillary Scott's twin girls, Betsy Mack and Emery Joanne. They made their way into the world 2 a.m. on January 29th, and she posted a picture of them. So cute.
I always like double names because it means they probably couldn't agree on a name and they just went, fine, we'll do both. I like that.
Yeah.
That's how I figure it's going to be.
I think knowing Hillary and her husband, like it's probably grandparents' names like mashed together and something special like that. So shout out to Brantley Gilbert because I love what he's doing on his tour right now. He partnered with ASPCA and Pedigree Pet Food Company to provide companion animals to veterans returning home. So every stop on every weekend that he has a tour stop, he's going to be delivering a dog that has been trained and all the food for a year to a veteran that has just come home for more to help them adjust to life.
That's a good thing.
Uh-huh. Pedigree paid for the training and the food. I mean, so pretty cool, Brantley Gilbert. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Throwing a mini tantrum on email to boss over here. I need to tell you about it off the air before I talk about it on the air because it may make me seem so petty.
Okay.
Not that I have a problem with petty, but it's really petty.
Well, okay, so do you need our...
No, just you. I'll run it by you. Oh. Let's do the morning corny.
Okay.
And then we'll discuss it.
Okay.
The morning corny.
You want to hear a joke about a piece of paper?
I do.
Never mind. It's terrible.
Oh.
Terrible.
Okay, carrot top. Okay. Add in the props.
That was the morning corny.
In case you were listening in your car, I was ripping a piece of paper if you can't see.
Okay.
Yes. Terrible.
I mean, nobody can see listening.
Bobby Bones Show.
You know the selfie boy from the Super Bowl?
Yes, the Justin Timberlake took a picture with?
Yeah, here he is.
Ryan, what was it like when Justin was dancing right next to you?
It was crazy. I can't believe it.
We saw the whole relationship between those two.
Right. And Justin was singing.
Yeah, and then he walked off on camera.
Yeah. That was, hey, that was a dumb question.
Did you guys hang out afterward? Did you have brunch the next day?
What did he tell you?
Yeah. Do you know what his next single is going to be?
Yeah, he said, I can't stop the feeling.
I mean.
And then he said, I can't stop the feeling. Higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Here's speaking of reporters, here's a reporter freaking out on the air because the Eagles won.
Animate. We gotta go. Ready, A whip. Roll A. Hey, come on, Harold.
Okay.
Pull it together. Read to the bug. Come on, Harold. Do we need to go to break?
Do we need to go to break? I mean,
Stand by the break. And fade it. Roll your break. Good grief, Harold.
That's the producer talking in his ear because he was crying so much they couldn't do the segment.
Wow.
Harold.
I'm just going to assume he's a lifelong Eagles fan and this hasn't happened in his lifetime.
Or he's eating an onion right as the game ends. One of the two there.
Okay.
Hey, so speaking of the Super Bowl, I know we're a couple days out, but the story came in where burglars broke into Rob Gronkowski's house while he was playing the game. Do you know who Gronk is, Amy?
Yeah, he plays for the...
Do you know who he is?
I mean, yes, I've heard y'all talk about him.
So he's the big tight end, the big goofy guy.
I was going to say receiver, but yeah.
So Boston 25 News took video of police responding to the house. Apparently they broke in, which he lived just a few miles from the stadium. And they have officers on the recording saying, we spoke with homeowners, their reports. He set the trip off, but they stole multiple safes and guns.
Dang.
Wow. I wonder what's in the safes.
Yeah.
Because if it's in a safe, that means it's valuable.
And he has multiple ones.
Yeah, that's crazy, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. Foxborough Police Chief William Baker spoke with the reported outside the police station and confirmed the break-in was while Gronk was in Minnesota playing the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That's tough.
I had my house broken into during the show once. And I know they knew that I was on the air
mm-hmm.
because they did it right as like 6:30 in the morning because my alarm went off right when it happened.
You wouldn't be home.
Yeah, now I have somebody there because my dog is old and sick, so someone's always with them. So
don't even think about it.
Yeah. I mean, don't go there.
You can think about it. You just might meet the barrel of a shotgun.
Yeah.
Nah.
If that's what you want.
That stinks for Gronk, though. He lost the Super Bowl and got his house robbed.
I mean,
they stole his safes.
That's rough. It's a rough week.
What were you going to say?
I mean, you could really do that to any football player that's on the road or anybody that you know their schedule.
Yeah, but I would think it's hard to break into really rich people's houses because they should have gates and security and cameras.
Yeah, why didn't he have that?
Hey, Gronk.
I'm sure he makes millions
I know.
A game.
That's whenever someone robs a hotel room and steals $500,000 in jewelry from the hotel room. I'm going, if you had that much money for jewelry, you can't pay $30 an hour for someone to watch it?
Yeah.
But who am I to think with any sort of logic?
If you're getting paid $30 an hour to watch jewelry, like how when do you bail on protecting it? Like if someone
when your friend shows up to steal it,
yeah, if someone
do you tip someone off?
Yeah,
like, it's probably more than that. Yeah. But
I'm like, okay, don't hit me, I'll leave.
I'm only getting $30 an hour.
I'm gonna go ahead and go get a snack, and you just
do your thing.
Okay. By the way, Lunchbox went around with a hidden microphone and said he was the bad breath bureau, by the way. Have you seen this?
No.
I haven't heard any of this. I'm scared to do bits anymore without listening to them ahead of time.
Okay.
But he goes around and says, hey, I'm with the bad breath bureau, and tells people they have bad breath and that they need to...
Yeah. Chris, my man, how you doing? All right, Chris, look, I'm from the BBB, the Better Breath Bureau. Oh. Okay. And one of your co-workers emailed me and said, hey, man, Chris kind of has
some... Right.
They said, look, he'll be there Monday, try to come around 11. They're just trying to help you out, so I've got you some mouthwash. I'm like, it's portable mouthwash. You just got to mix it throughout the day, and maybe your coworkers won't be offended by your bad breath.
All right.
You want me to tell you who told?
Yeah.
I shouldn't do that. I don't want to start any fights.
No, tell me.
I'll just tell you that it was a female.
That's all I work with.
Well,
I'm giving it in here, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right.
Smell better.
You too.
Smell better, you too. So he goes around telling people they have bad breath.
Oh,
I'll play you a few of these coming up.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, the Super Bowl happened, and our audio producer, who sits in the glass room, Raymond, bet his entire savings account on the Eagles to win the game. And so he posted his betting slip online, too, just so everybody knew. I just don't think betting's good anyway. I don't do it anymore. But to each their own, who am I to tell Raymond what to do with his money?
Yeah.
So I rooted him on. I thought, hey, if he wins, that'd be good. And he won.
He won.
How much did you bet? How much?
$2,001 at the end of the day, a little over $5,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Total. With the bet itself.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, he did. He's at over $5,000 now. So he won close to $3,000.
Right. Mm-hmm. Got it.
So are you going to get this money?
I'll have it in a day. It's processing, and they turn it in.
Here we go.
They put it in this new site I'm working with makes it Bitcoin, and then I cash out the Bitcoin.
Boy, that doesn't sound
what?
Good, does it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's how
right.
they do it. That's how they're able to.
But Bitcoin crashed hard.
That's what I'm saying. I'm curious the rate that it's going to come give me my money at, because I might lose $500 to this, but I'll still get the cash out within a day.
Oh, my goodness. Why are you doing such shady things with your money?
That's how you have to do it now. All these online sports books are going through Bitcoin. If you want it within a day, or you have to wait months.
But then don't do it.
Oh, no. I'll take it in a day, any day.
But less than you were supposed to get?
Well, I didn't know Bitcoin was going to crash over the last 24 hours.
Let us know. You're supposed to get it by the end of the week, you say?
Yeah.
But he did win. Hey, by the way, he did win.
Congratulations.
Good job, Ryan.
He was one of the few people to bet the Eagles straight up. To win, no points, nothing. Ray bet. They won. Congratulations,
yeah,
buddy.
One of the few people to say the Eagles were going to win. One of the few people to say the Eagles were going to win straight up. One of the few people that actually put money on it. So all those two things make me a pretty smart person. And I'm not even on a sports radio talk show.
Anymore. We used to do one together.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was usually right on there.
Thank you, Raymond.
Oh,
congratulations, buddy. Look at that guy over there. So there's that. Speaking of bets, Amy and I made a bet a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And before her kids came to America, for years, they lived in an orphanage in Haiti. And I was scared to go. And I said that outwardly. I'm scared to go to another country like that. But I went. And the reason that Amy didn't go with me is because Amy told me on the air and in confidence that at the time, she couldn't go back. It wasn't good for her heart because every time she would go and leave, her kids would be sad and confused. She said, I cannot go back. So I would have taken you with me. But because you said that, I just went.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I met the kids, went to the orphanage, And it was amazing. And I wanted to see what their life was like before they came here, which they're here now, and they've been here for a month and a half.
Yeah.
But wow. Amy promised me that if I went to Haiti to see her kids, she would get a tattoo of my face on her body.
Yeah.
And so now we haven't ended this bet here.
Whoa. This to be fair, at the time of the bet, like, I had no reason to believe you would ever go to Haiti. I feel like you sort of knew you
But it
were
doesn't
go.
Matter. All I said was, if I go, will you get a tattoo of my face? And you said yes.
Right. Why'd I do that?
Exactly. Now, here's Amy. Are you talking to your kids in this clip?
My daughter, yeah.
Okay.
So what do you think? See this tattoo right here?
It goes.
No, what about if I got a tattoo of Bobby's face? Like right here. Bobby's
yucky.
Face. What?
Goes.
Yucky?
And gross.
Okay, yucky and gross.
So, we're not letting her dictate, right? She's a 10-year-old.
Yeah, no.
I really need her to like me. Uh-huh. And she described it as yucky and gross over and over. So, I don't think it's going to happen, and my husband's not happy about it. He said, you should never make a bet if you're not going to be able to follow through with it. He was so mad at me when I made the bet. He's like, why would you ever make a bet like that if you're not going to follow through with it? I said, I never, ever in a million years thought Bobby would go to Haiti. And there you went.
Yeah. So, let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah. So is my husband.
Your husband's disappointed in
yeah,
you.
Yeah. But my daughter loves me.
But she thinks your other tattoos are gross.
I think.
So what else?
Yeah.
What's new?
Well, we don't want to add to the grossness.
Okay. So you're not doing it?
I'm not doing it.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
Wow.
But wait, your husband says...
Wait, you guys. Y'all really thought I was going to get Bobby's face tattooed on my body.
You made a bet.
Why make the bet if you're not going
to
do it?
Because I didn't think he was going to go to
but
Haiti.
That's the Ray that's didn't think the Patriots were going to win. So he bet on the Eagles.
Oh, now you're making me rethink it. So should I just get it? But where do I get it? And how big do I get it? And I don't even
Bobby already said whatever size you want.
I'll take my face and I'll lay it on the top of your back and I can take it. Do like we used to do turkeys with our hand on Thanksgiving.
I mean, you're making yes. me feel like I should just do it because I don't want to be someone that's not holding up my end of the bet.
That's right. That's what you are.
And that's all. My husband just disappointed me in two things. One, that I ever accepted a bet like that. And then two, now that I've lost, I'm not following through. Can't win here.
So are you or are you not doing it?
Well, how can I win?
You can't. Yes or no?
Can I do it like a pin drop? Like, whoop, there's Bobby's face.
You could do it the size of like 1 inch.
1 inch? That's
1 inch,
big.
That's big.
You have to tell it's his face. What's
one
the point?
Inch
you have to
big.
Be able to see the face. I wish that were the case. It might be much easier.
I feel like I came in okay. here ready to say no, but then y'all, you make me
Are you doing
bad,
it
but...
yes or no?
Come on, Amy.
Yes or no? You have to declare.
How disappointed in me are you going to be?
It doesn't matter. Who cares about other people's feelings?
Ooh, that means
really?
He's really disappointed.
I care about other people's feelings
it's just
a
me.
Lot.
Yes or no?
Okay, no.
Okay, there it is.
Wow. All right, turn your mic off.
That's yep. it.
Go home.
Am I done?
New co-host.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I want to play these clips of Lunchbox, who sits to my right. He goes out and puts a hidden microphone on and then just messes with people. What task force did you say you're from?
The BBB, Better Breath Bureau.
So he goes up to people and just says, hey, you have bad breath. And we have this mouthwash called Smart Mouth. That's really good, by the way. And he goes and says, hey, you need to take this.
Thomas, how you doing, man? Yeah, I'm Jason, man. I hate to meet you on this occasion. I come from the BBB. It's called the Better Breath Bureau. Mm-hmm. And we got an email from one of your coworkers saying that sometimes you suffer from maybe a little morning breath. And so these are things we bring, the little mouthwashes that you can keep in your pocket, kind of maybe improve your breath.
Okay.
So they sent an email, and Rachel was like, oh, can you maybe drop these off? Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to say her name. It's supposed to be anonymous, but I was just coming by to help you out.
All righty. I guess I'll do something with these.
Sorry about that, man. It's kind of awkward, right? I mean, it's, yeah, but sorry, man. Chris from the BBB. Have a good day.
Like, they're angry and they're confused. And they don't know who to be angry at. Rachel
okay.
or the guy from the BBB who's calling himself Jason? Here you go. I'll do one more.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. My name is Jason from the BBB. It's called the Better Breath Bureau. And it's kind of awkward. One of your coworkers emailed me and said sometimes you got a little bad breath.
So we're trying to improve bad breath in society, so I'm out here to deliver these to you.
Oh.
So, sorry. I mean, I know it's awkward because one of your coworkers,
That's okay.
Just trying to improve bad breath in America. Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a great day.
I kind of feel bad for that.
Me too.
Like, it's gone from funny to,
I mean, they're not feeling good after that.
No. They all say they're not offended. They think, they're like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm not offended.
No, I heard in her voice. She was like, okay.
If someone came up to me and anonymously said, hey, somebody can't tell you who says you stink, have some deodorant, I'll go, oh.
Yeah.
Well, how do my friends tell me? Well, there's that. Wah, wah. All right. The Bobby Bones Show. I want to take your life down a spiral staircase. Talk about the flu shot on Twitter. Because that's what I did. Holy cow, it was a 3-day government conspiracy tweet-a-thon. I got a flu shot. I don't know if it works. I read all the stuff online and it says, most of the time it doesn't match exactly with the strain. So some flu shots are absolutely ineffective. But I play the odds that if it's maybe effective, I'll take that risk. Some people think it's the government monitoring you. Some people think it gives you the flu.
Oh, yeah.
So all you can do is listen to experts. So I watched a Yale doctor speak about it. I did a lot of research. What I found is mostly they really don't know, but they lean toward get it because it's not going to hurt you if you do. It could hurt you if you don't. Also, what I've learned is a lot of times if you do get it while you get the flu shot, it lessens the symptoms of it. So you can still get the flu with the flu shot.
Just won't be as bad. Rough.
Right. Again, yeah. Just me reading. People on Twitter have been lighting me up for days, convinced that this is some sort of government chemical put into your body that is just big pharma, aliens, every conspiracy, tobacco.
Oh. Yeah.
They're all included in this conspiracy.
Wow.
And then they just start throwing numbers at you on Twitter. Well, 8% of people. So I just tweeted, okay, nobody knows what they're talking about, including myself. Nobody knows. We're all just seeing some article that was shared by somebody on Facebook. You know, Cousin Herb shared an article and we tell all our friends about it. But I'll read you a news story because Raymond read this morning. A flu update. Flu season is half over and experts warn you, you could get the flu twice.
What?
So make sure you have your flu shot. Some cities are doing drive-up flu shots where you don't have to leave your vehicle.
Oh, man. My goodness.
Government's got us coming and going, huh?
They just show up and get in your car.
They come to work. If they forcibly show up and start giving us flu shots,
something's fishy.
Then I'm going to think, something don't smell right about these flu shots. As long as we have the opportunity to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Because America was based on choosing our own flu shots.
That's right. We need a voice.
Yeah.
Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue and landed here so we could choose our flu.
Yes, it did.
1492.
Thank you.
Ocean blue.
Flu. So the fact that you can get it twice is scary. Now, I've started to feel me slightly coming down with something.
Oh, great.
Two things, though, I'd like to say. One, I've been traveling a lot, meaning I could just be worn down.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have access to more flu.
Or two,
yeah.
Things are going rather well right now in my life, at least on the career side of it. Personally, still a disaster. But on the career side of it, which is all that matters to me right now, it's going a little too well. And I feel like something's got to derail it.
So the flu would?
Absolutely.
It would?
I got something coming up so soon that the flu would just knock me off my feet.
Would it help you get to that goal weight?
I'm not worried about that. I'm already at the goal weight.
Oh.
Because I'm there. That's why I was in California. So.
Never mind.
And then at 3, I might have the flu. So I'm going to the doctor today.
Huh.
Okay.
Just to have them do the check, because they can check a week out.
Show up there and you're like, hey, doc,
I'm here
to see if I might have the flu.
That's it. I say,
I don't really have any symptoms.
Hey, doc. It's your boy, BB. Otherwise known as Shoe Boy.
Shoe Boy.
And I say, hey, so I feel pretty good. I got a little something. But can you give me that check? Because I need to be clean in the next couple weeks. So if I got the flu, let's go ahead and hurry this process along. Mm-hmm. I need to get it out of my system.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Can you ask for the flu shot again?
Yeah. No, can I just get the... Anybody here have the flu? Would you mind going and licking me? So I'm going to the doctor today to get that checked. And if I have it, then I'll just start working with the symptoms.
Everybody here get a flu shot?
The people that don't get a flu shot are the ones that upset me.
Oh, I didn't get one.
Because you bring it in, and it may not work in you, but you can bring it to other people.
Yeah.
I think it's selfish, just
sorry,
so you know.
I just haven't... I haven't done it. Maybe I need that drive-thru thing.
None of you guys got flu shots?
No. I didn't.
Bobby, I haven't gotten one for like, I've been working for you for 12 years and then I got it twice.
What, the flu shot?
Yeah.
Okay, but the flu may not affect you, but you can give it to other people.
Okay.
Like herpes.
Oh.
So it lies dormant in me, but...
It can't, right. And yeah. Amy taught sex ed.
Right.
It goes forever.
Asymptomatic in me, but if I give it to Bobby, he may just start breaking out with all the flu symptoms.
Ew. And can I tell you that I'm just saying stuff, much like people in America do? I have no idea if that's how it works. But what I realized, truth is,
like, I thought if you got the flu, you instantly started.
No,
that's what you thought. But when I saw what I saw on Facebook from my Uncle John,
yes,
was in Russia,
it's just like herpes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what I learned here is that the only people that didn't get the flu shot can spread the flu from Bobby.
No,
so
that's not what
all
I said
start
at all.
Taking Valtrex
for the flu. Yes. The end. Thank you, everyone. Well, I have everyone's prescriptions tomorrow.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Dallas Cowboys fan. He died.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
And in his obituary, Robert Clyde Drew, beloved husband, father, and papa, drew his last breath January 25th, 2018. Mainly, we suspect, to prevent himself from having to watch the Patriots and Eagles in the Super Bowl. The obituary reads... A loyal Cowboys fan, he died peacefully with his daughter by his side, knowing full well that Dez Bryant did, in fact, catch that ball. And that's what the obituary says.
That's really
that's funny.
Would you add anything funny to your obituary?
Yeah.
What would you add?
Well, I don't know. That'd be very funny. Like, I don't know yet.
I wrote a poem. I'm glad you asked.
Oh,
you did.
Yes.
Oh.
This is for your obituary.
Yes.
Is it like a, what kind of poem?
Well, it's a rhyming one. So... You know, Bobby Bones died whenever. Nah, he's a fine guy. Some people gave him too much credit. Some didn't give him enough. But that's not the poem. Here we go. I want that to all be there.
Okay.
Do you have sad music?
I don't need it because it's not sad.
Oh.
Poem reads as such. Bobby's from Arkansas, born in Mountain Pine. He grew into his big old head around the age of 9. He used to get teased. Got the last laugh in the end. All the things he ever dreamed. Except a girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, everyone will start crying at that point.
Oh, yeah. Nah. Okay, well, okay. Never mind. Let me do another one.
Oh,
I got another one.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
I was going to have another one. All right. This is a story about a kid named Bobby who dreamed of having his own show since he worked at Hobby Lobby. He wears thick black glasses, can't see from one eye. He likes to make jokes because inside... He wants to cry.
I have a thing. Huh. You need to write that in past tense.
Amy, I wrote this quickly.
Amy, the technicalities.
Amy,
stop.
Well, I mean, you're supposed to be mourning, not critiquing.
Amy goes,
yeah, I want something funny. Well, I don't have anything.
He wore black glasses.
You are a critic. You know what critics do? They criticize.
Yeah. They don't do.
It's obituary.
Oh, what would you add to yours, Lunchbox? Any line in the world.
Oh, prom king.
Oh my goodness. Go ahead. It doesn't have to be a rhyme.
Oh, it doesn't have to be a rhyme.
No, I just wanted to put poetry.
Oh, I was trying to do poetry in motion there, but it wasn't going to work because I was like, I don't know anything that rhymes with prom king. Okay. Good looking, great son, husband, friend of many, prom king was his greatest achievement in life.
Wow, that's sad. And then everyone starts crying.
I don't think that's sad. You love that you're prom king.
The greatest achievement in his life.
If that's what he feels,
just
what's wrong with that?
Just because you're jealous because you weren't that.
If that's what you feel, great.
Okay.
Why are you judging his feelings? Amy, did you have anything now?
She'll finally... Am I writing it or someone else? She'll finally know if Tupac is dead.
How will you know, though?
Because I died and I'll see him.
Okay, that's funny.
Oh,
that's funny. No, he is dead, but maybe how he died.
So you think?
We don't know that.
That's funny that that's where your mind goes. Of all the things when you die, they have a new series coming out about the deaths of Tupac
on
and Biggie.
On A&E?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
A murder show.
I know, I'm into it.
Are you?
Yep.
Has it started?
I think I already saw some of it. I don't think it's coming out. It's out.
She thinks she's into it. She has no idea.
Listen, I have kids now. I saw it on A&E and probably watched a good 15 minutes, so it must already be out unless there's a different one coming out, and this was setting it up.
I feel like on this show, we need to do at the end of the hour a 15-second clip of just Mike D coming and correcting us of things we've said wrong during the hour. Mike, is this show out yet?
Yeah, it's out.
Thank you.
Who Killed Tupac?
It's what?
Who Killed Tupac?
It's out. Mm-hmm. And you've seen it, Amy?
It was... No, yes, what? On A&E.
I haven't seen
Okay.
You guys, Mike D just confirmed I was correct.
I saw a movie recently called All Eyes on Me or something.
Not the same thing.
That's Tupac's story. I cried at the end of that one.
Did you?
Yeah, it's sad.
You did?
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
The airport in California, and I see Colby Calais at the airport. And yeah, watch my Insta story because it's bordering on funny or stalkerish.
I liked it a lot. Like, I laughed out loud because it's all captions.
Well, so I saw Colby Calais. And by the way, if you're not familiar with Colby Calais, she had this song.
Starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know.
So I don't do well with celebrities. So instead of talking to them, and I just take awkward pictures. And I'm like, look, there's Colby Calais. And so I just chronicle our time in line getting on the airplane. And then her sitting like five rows in front of me. When I lost Wi-Fi, I had to stop. But it's on my Insta story, and you see it. And then I saw some guy from American Pickers, Mike Deep. Who's the dude? Mike Wolf from American Pickers.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I neither. It may not even been real, but Mike D convinced me he was real.
But he was sitting right in front of you, too. That was cool.
And then I saw Lucas Nelson, who I labeled as Jesus, because he looked like Jesus on the flight, and the bassist from The Head and the Heart.
Wow. So
but,
many people.
I know. But I watched Colby Calais the whole time, and I was so happy that she didn't stop after the flight and want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Because it was awkward.
She ever bust you?
Yes, she actually did. So,
oh my goodness.
Somebody must have texted her or tweeted her. Because this is her FaceTiming, no, Insta-storing herself when she realizes that I'm behind her.
Mr. Bobby Bones was trying to film me and Justin. And there he is, way back there. Creeper.
That's her.
That's her.
She called you a creeper.
Yeah, creep. Oh, for sure. Watch my Insta story.
That's awesome.
I was just glad she didn't want to talk afterward because I was so embarrassed. I thought she would never see it, and then maybe tomorrow someone would tell her.
If you just realize what I just realized, then we'd be perfect for each other and we'll never find
You know what I find interesting on Instagram is people just take pictures of their faces and go, hey, I'm having a good day. And then people like it like crazy.
Really?
I try to put cool things up there if an artist comes over to my house, like Dave Haywood from Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, I've never talked to one-on-one ever. It's all either with the group or it's never him because Charles, the tall, blonde lead singer, or Hillary, the female lead singer. Dave is the back guy, but he's actually the musical genius of the group. And he has no interest really in being the front man, but he came over to the house and we did a podcast together. I had so much fun talking to that guy. And I posted a picture. It only got like 5,000 likes.
Oh.
Then I posted a picture of my foot. It's like 20,000 likes. And then I see, I was looking at Lindsay L's Instagram, and she just posted a picture of her face.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like 100,000 likes or something. I'm just going to post a picture of my face and see what it does.
But what are you going to say?
Well, hey, I hope your day's amazing.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll see how many likes it gets.
Or you can do like Kim Kardashian and just say, I just really like this picture of myself.
Yeah, but
she's just honest.
That's honest, yeah. You always got to give it up for somebody that's honest.
Yeah, she is. She's like, I thought about writing something clever about why I'm posting this, but I just like it.
Well, I'm going to post, and my Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones. I'm going to post. I just want to post a picture of my face, see if you'd like it, and see how many likes I get. I'll do it in just a second. Our phone screener, Hillary, went and watched new artists. I guess they're not new, are they?
There were some new ones, but we knew a lot, most of them.
So she went to this private show. And I have some clips here. You saw Jason Aldean play?
Yeah, we did.
Is this from your phone?
Yeah, this is from my phone.
How was he? Good?
He was awesome.
They're having a big conference where all the radio people are in town from around the country. How'd you get tickets to this?
Morgan, number one, just sent me an email.
So you just went?
So we went. Me and her both went.
Look at you guys. Here's Randy Houser.
So I might have to walk these streets.
I can sing, right?
It was so good. That's his new song. I don't know what it's called, but it was really good.
I don't know what it's called either. I haven't heard it. I heard Craig Campbell played a new song. I don't even know what that song is. I don't know. Back in the day,
they're not giving that to
you? Wow.
Because I don't take songs anymore.
Oh, smart.
I never took songs. They would send it to me anyway. It's like being invited to a party. I never really want to go to the party, but I always want to be invited. Usually I'd be like, hey, let me send you a song. I'd be like, no, I don't accept songs. Now they don't even ask anymore. What's happened around here? Here's Jimmy Allen, one of the class of 2018. Was he good?
Everyone loved him.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
He's awesome. He's on the Bobbycast this week. And you saw Lindsay L?
We did. Everybody liked, like, everybody swarmed to her. I think she was the one artist everybody swarmed to and just wanted to meet and talk to her.
Lindsay?
Yeah.
Great. Now she blows up. Great. thing where she plays guitar really good and everybody's like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
Of course she did. Of course she did. All right. Thank you, Hillary. Bum, 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 bum. Hillary's hanging out with radio people trying to get a better job, probably.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Passing that resume around.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Tomorrow's the tire change challenge.
Ooh. Oh,
between nice. Lunchbox and Morgan number
already
two.
Already here.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
It's supposed to be really cold, too.
Yeah, 25 degrees tomorrow. That's
but you're both changing your own car tires. That's the new rule. So Lunchbox was going, I can't. It's a SUV. But he's going to change his car tire while Morgan number two changes hers. You will do it separately so you're not racing each other. And you're not going to know each other's time because I don't want anyone having a car collapse on them.
Love it.
So you'll see who has the best time at the end. So that'll be tomorrow morning. Morgan number two, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I'm ready. I've practiced. You know, I'm good to go.
Wow, you've practiced, huh?
Yeah, I'm ready.
She prepares. Morgan number two, our web girl, she is prepared. Lunchbox, have you practiced?
No, why would I practice? I've been doing this my whole life.
Change your flats?
Okay, when's the last time you changed one?
A year ago when I went to eat lunch with Ray and Eddie, and I come out, my tire's flat, and I had to change a tire, so just got out there in the parking lot on a hill. It was on a hill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so sideways. Had to worry about it flipping over, but just did it. And I can't practice for 20-degree weather and frostbite. You just have to deal with it, I guess.
It's so like the Packers play.
So you guys got to pay for medical bills.
Okay. No, they're...
Hey, so if I get frostbite, you're paying.
You're not going to get frostbite.
You don't know that.
Yes,
I do. It takes 20 seconds to get frostbite.
20 seconds?
Yeah, but like, are you jumping in water and then standing in the cold?
Are you changing your tire in Canada?
I won't even be able to feel my hands. Okay. That's how cold it is.
Oh, my God. Wear gloves. Tomorrow, the tire change challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jansen's on the phone right now. Chris.
Hey, how are you guys? Good morning.
Look at this guy. By the way, did we wake you up or were you already up?
I will never sleep another moment in my life.
Okay, with the hyperbole. Were you really asleep, though, really?
No, I really wasn't. I literally just dropped my youngest off at school, and I'm about to drop my other youngest off at school, and we're just driving around listening to you.
Okay, so I don't want to take too much time if you're with the kid, but I got to say, my buddy Chris, he played a sold-out show at the Ryman last night, which itself is awesome. And last night, ladies and gentlemen, Chris was invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Yay! Look at this guy right here.
Thank you.
Say a little something.
Well, man, let me say that it's the most humbling thing to be. I always say I wanted two things in this life, in this career. I wanted to be on the radio having hit songs. I wanted to play the Grand Ole Opry. And as if playing, it wasn't enough. When Keith Urban walks out to be a special guest at the show and jam, I thoroughly expected, after we got done with the one song and the place went wild, I thoroughly expected him to go, hey, let's play another one, because that's just what we do when we get together. And then all of a sudden, he just blurts out, and by the way, would you like to be a new member of the Grand Ole Opry? And dude, I lost it, and I don't lose it. And I got to tell you, as we all know, Keith carries such great humility about him anyway. And so the fact that it was him in particular to ask, I mean, he's such a mentor of mine, and he really just means so much to me personally. And the Opry means so much to me, and it was unbelievable. Words can hardly describe the feeling that I felt. I felt like I was, I don't know, man. I felt like I was literally, I've never felt like I was floating on air before, except for two times when I got married and proposed, my wife said yes, and when I had my babies, man. And yes, those were amazing feelings. But this was an amazing feeling, and I'm just so grateful for the community for just believing in me enough, because this is not just one man's decision. This is a whole thing, a whole committee, community, whatever, I'm so blessed, man. I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful that you put me on to talk about it, because it means the world to me.
Chris Jansen is on. Last night, he was invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry at the Ryman. Let me ask you this, Chris. How many times do you think you've played the Opry?
I've played the Opry right about 200 times when you add the actual Opry house and then the Ryman at the Opry shows together. And man, I would have been that guy, even talking in retrospect, if I never was a member, I would still be that guy who, like, waves the flag. Because I'm telling you, like, the two biggest goals I ever had, and I say it till my dying day, like, I just wanted to be on the Opry and having hits on the radio. And those goals, they're actually achievable, man. It's like my family, you know how we roll, and we're just so blessed. We're just so thankful, man. I can't even describe how my heart feels. It just, it's an unbelievable feeling.
Chris Jansen, I just wanted to put you on, tell you I'm proud of you. As someone in the business, but mostly as a friend, I know this means a lot to you, and I'm very proud of and for you.
Thank you. And listen, I appreciate that. And let me tell you, I thoroughly hope that the whole Bobby Bones show, everybody can be there for the actual induction. We're going to be planning that. As Keith said last night from the stage, it's going to be in the next coming months, and it's going to be at the Grand Ole Opry, and they're going to do the whole ceremony. And I really love for y'all to be there because you know, you helped me kickstart this thing off with having Hits on the Radio, which was the other side of the spectrum, man. And it, from you personally and from the whole team there, like this phone call means more to me than you can imagine. So thank you.
Chris, take your kids to school. We'll talk to you soon, bud. Good to talk to you. Proud of you. And I'll hit you out later. See you, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Bye. Man, how about that guy? I mean, it's just like,
well, I can't fix that.
That means a lot to him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know Chris about as personally as I know any artist, and that means a lot to him. And I had a couple texts saying, hey, you need to be at the Chris show tonight. And I wasn't able to get back in town. I didn't know why, because I didn't know that was happening. They said, hey, it's a big deal. We didn't land until 10:30 p.m. last night.
Late, yeah.
And then I felt a little bit guilty. But if someone would have told me, I would have caught an earlier flight. Ugh. So, but anyway, I'm proud of him.
It is, of course, one of the many homes of the Grand Ole Opry, which I am a member of the Grand Ole Opry, of course. And I remember the feeling the night that I got invited. It's an incredible feeling. And I think it's about time that you feel that way too.
Look at that.
And now,
the Bobby Bones Show.
Biggest songs in country music. Man, here we go. Wait, I've Written in the Sand from Old Dominion.
Are we just a
this song is such a jam. No, when it comes on, man, I don't turn anything up. Mostly I just turn songs down these days. Because I work with songs. If you worked at the potato chip place and someone said, here's a potato chip.
Oh.
You probably wouldn't want one.
The old potato chip analogy.
Yes. So I hear these songs all the time. But some songs when they come on.
Turn it up.
I turn it up still. Mm-hmm. That's how I know it's like, that song is the jam, Written in the Sand.
Are we just a backseat?
Come on.
Trying to get it while we can. Are we
number one? I don't know.
Is it what it's?
I don't know. I think, whatever it is in the top three. Okay. Kelsey Ballerini's in the top three.
Yeah, we were legends, loving you, baby, it was hell.
And Chris Young may have the number one song. I'm pretty sure it's Chris
Young.
Oh,
that's it.
It is, yeah. Pretty solid top three there. Sometimes the top three's coming, I'm like, man, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's pretty. That Old Dominion song is just the jam,
so
though.
Good.
Are we just a backseat?
Come on.
Trying to get it while we can. Are we named?
Number one pop song is from Dua Lipa.
Ooh.
Who's that?
Yeah, my favorite.
That's the name? It's the one that goes, one, step one. No, that's New Kids on the Block.
No, just play it. You're onto it. Yeah, but you need to hear it.
I got the right stuff. No.
Still.
No.
I got no rules, I count them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, rule number one, don't fall down if you're on fire. Stop, drop, and roll. Something like that. Right? This is the number one pop song.
I keep pushing forward.
Okay, I didn't do that part, but... Number one alternative song is from Walk the Moon, One Foot. Still.
One foot in front of the other.
That's a good one. Number one in urban is a song called Lemon from N.E.R.D. with Rihanna.
I get it, I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
Count
the money, bitches. I pull up with a lemon.
Yeah, good. They play this at the gym sometimes when I'm boxing, yeah. That's, 90% of my hip-hop now.
Mm-hmm.
When we did pop and hip-hop radio, I knew all of it. And I was a hip-hop fan. I grew up listening to hip-hop. But I'm so out of touch with just anything. And I listen to so much talk radio now. But that's a good one. When it comes out of the gym, I box harder.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I get it, I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
What?
You know that song that goes, white boy drunk or white guy drunk? No. There's one. There's some song that comes out I can't place yet. And I don't have my phone to Shazam it. But it's a good one, too. Those are your top songs in all the formats.
I get it, I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
What?
You know who's in NERD?
Yeah, of course. Pharrell.
That's right. Did you know that, Amy?
Yeah, I think because he came in here one time.
Mm-hmm. He came in.
Talked about it.
Oh, yeah, you told him you were a big NERD fan.
Yes.
And he was like, wow, you know that. That's cool.
Like, see, I pay attention.
You're like, yeah, man, I know that stuff.
I was like, I know all of your bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
That was a fun one, right?
Yes.
Awesome
Pharrell,
interview.
So cool.
We're about to hit 5 years doing this show. It's amazing to look back at just the people who have come through this door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of them we've done great jobs with, some we haven't. But of all formats.
Mm-hmm. John Mayer.
Just great music. Like, that's been the one thing we've tried to focus on. Like, regardless of format, mostly country, but it doesn't matter. We just want to bring in people that think differently about music, that do great music. So, yeah, we appreciate you guys for letting us do that. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Thanks for hanging out with us every morning.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Our Pimpin' Joy blue star hoodies go up at 9 a.m. Central. 8 Mountain, 7 Pacific, and we don't keep any of the money. It goes to help mentor young girls, and there aren't that many stars.
No, these are a limited edition for sure.
Tell us about the group real quick that's helping.
It's called Epic Girl, and they mentor and empower at-risk girls. So women, when you wear this star hoodie, just know that you are supporting future women. So I love that aspect of it. And guys, I mean, you know, if you want to borrow your lady's star hoodie.
I bought one. I bought it one size bigger, though. I do, and I wear it. But I'm not saying guys wear it because I don't want any guy complaining because it doesn't fit
exactly,
right.
Exactly, no, but.
Female clothes tend to fit me pretty well. I'm not lying to you.
Matt Overton said, you know, football player, he said he was going to buy the largest woman's size available and then cut the sleeves out and wear it like that. So that could be cool.
Whatever floats your boat. There was a guy who almost died from chugging 25 energy drinks.
Oh my
did you
goodness.
Guys see the story?
No, I did see it.
Wasn't it crazy?
Yeah, he had a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, that's terrible.
Isn't that what it's called?
A 56-year-old guy.
Oh, he's 56.
But yeah, still.
What'd you think?
17, 16.
Oh. You thought he was a super idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was a kid.
Because you haven't grown out of your idiot yet at that age.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he's 56. He needs
wow.
attention. He overdosed on caffeine, suffered a brain hemorrhage, had 3 mini strokes, almost died. His personal accountability is probably lacking. It is a bit here. Let's not blame it on the energy drinks. Let's blame it on the guy who drank 25 of them because he wants to eliminate energy drinks.
Yeah,
there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things that aren't good in this world. We can take anything in moderation.
Mm-hmm. But too much of even something healthy could have an effect on you.
You ever eat a bunch of broccoli? I did once because that's all I ate for a whole day and I didn't
bloated.
Know. Oh my God.
Yes.
Amy, I thought a volcano was inside my belly.
Yeah, it's...
it filled you up with gas.
Caused gas.
It was awful. I thought, I'm just going to eat broccoli all day. And that's all I'm going to eat. I was trying to trim down. Doing all my crazy diets. Huh, I was trying to invent a crazy diet.
No, don't do broccoli before you need to be trimmed down.
Yeah, I was trying to be Broccoli Bob. And it didn't. that's going to be my new name. I was going to be Broccoli Bob. And
Yeah. See,
no good, huh?
I mean, this guy needs to just listen to people like you.
He ended up in the hospital. This guy who drank 25 energy drinks, brain hemorrhage, 3 mini strokes. He still has minor speech problem. And now
he's
saying energy drinks should be banned.
Okay.
That's like having a wreck and blaming cars.
It's true.
So how many was he going to stop after? Was he just going till he got hurt or?
I don't know.
Was it a?
I don't know what his goal was.
You tell us. Remember you wanted to do 3 5-hour energies.
I was going
to
do 4.
Well, 4.
That's not 25.
Actually, it's not even a full day, Eddie.
Yeah, that's
of energy.
Really not.
All right.
So,
you
true,
got
true.
Me. Okay, then do it.
Good point.
But don't do it.
No, don't do it.
But that, yeah, I don't know much about it. He didn't say what his goal was.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Did you see they're making female-friendly Doritos?
I did, and I thought it was weird.
Okay, well, the packaging is going to be different so that women can carry the Doritos around in their purses. And then they're going to be lady-friendly, which is quieter and less messy than regular Doritos because women don't like to crunch too loudly in public and they don't like licking their fingers. This is straight from the CEO.
It seems a little sexist to me. I think to assign what women like is a little sexist. I know women like to crunch the crap out of some chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife
and
does.
I mean, I lick my fingers.
Yeah, why not just say Doritos Mini?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or clean.
Does anyone
Doritos.
Else feel this is weird?
Yes.
It is a little bit,
I don't get the point. The whole point,
I think the point is to market it toward women,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to say it's Doritos Woman. What if a man would like to crunch lighter?
Well.
Well, I mean, some stuff just marketed towards women. And
My Doll,
not.
For example.
Right. I mean, you could take
for
that.
Perfect for anybody. I do.
Anybody could take it, but yes, it's marketed for cramps.
Love it. What else? But I thought the Doritos thing was weird.
Yeah. So while we're on food, I'll just quickly throw out there that if you're worried about losing your hair, maybe you need to eat some McDonald's French fries, because researchers have found that a chemical used in the oil that cooks the fries can be used to grow hair follicles.
Yeah, but I also read.
But I don't know if your
French fries are horrible for you. This is a different study. I'm out of my own.
Oh, interesting.
According to a new 20-year study, French fries are terrible for you, because if you're baking or boiling potatoes, it's super high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You're 5 times more likely to have a heart attack if you eat French fries.
Anything fried would fall into that category.
So, pig, you want arteries or hair?
Yeah, that's a good.
I have a solution. I think what you do is you order the McDonald's fries and you massage them. You get your hands greasy and then you rub your hair follicles.
Okay.
I don't know that it has to be ingested.
She was waiting for the laughs.
Yeah. No, it's not a laugh.
I was really
I'm being
thinking
serious.
About it. All right,
like
ahead.
I'm serious. So have you heard of the 52-17 rule?
Is that Raymond's dating rule? Hey, Raymond, what do you think about that? Huh?
No.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's not. No. So, evidently,
not.
You will get more work done if you follow the 52-17 rule, which is you will be most productive if you work really hard for 52 minutes, and then you take a 17-minute break. Sounds amazing.
Wow.
I do find that if you have 4 or 5 things to do, if you focus on one of them only, mm-hmm. you end up getting the 4 or 5 things done better than you would if you focused on all of them a bit.
And mini breaks sharpen your focus because it allows you to be more productive. And lastly, 78% of Americans have a favorite winter Olympic sport. So I thought we could share ours.
For sure, female ice skating.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the best.
What?
I love it.
Yeah, I have the most popular ones.
It's got to be female ice skating. And if it's not, it's terrible saying French fries aren't bad.
It doesn't have to just be female. It's figure skating in general.
But females are
Yeah, the females
the
are the better ones.
It's the
what?
Best.
Yeah, or
okay.
the couple.
I like both. And then ice hockey. Those are the favorites, ice hockey and female figure
You know
skating.
Why I don't like ice hockey in the Olympics? Because America's not that good at it.
Female and male.
Like,
yeah, because all the Russians are really good.
We don't live on, our whole country doesn't live on all ice. So we're not even that good at the Winter Olympics.
Correct.
We will dominate some Summer Olympics.
Yeah. That track and field.
Yeah, but it's just the Winter Olympics we're not as good at. I don't even think we win the medal count every year, do we?
I have no idea.
Or ever? Doesn't like Slavia win it all? Ever?
Yeah, all those like Swiss guys are really good too. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Figure skating.
And ice hockey.
What's third?
I just have those two.
Oh, because sometimes I'll watch that broom sweeping game.
Oh, curling.
Yeah, I'll watch that and I have no idea what's happening. But
oh,
I'll watch it.
They're adding something to the curl. They're adding some new Olympics.
Yeah, snowball fight. That one we would win.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
If snowball fight was an Olympic sport, it was like snowball dodgeball. Can you imagine?
That's hilarious.
We would dominate that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll submit that for 2018.
That's funny.
No, wait, it is 2018. I don't know what it is.
It starts Thursday?
It's too close to Super Bowl. I'm still overstimulated on sports.
And it lasts a long time.
For weeks.
Really?
If the groundhog would have seen a shadow, no Winter Olympics.
Oh, that's true.
But so,
Puxahenny.
Good thing it
Puxahenny
did.
Phil.
Yeah.
Is that it, Amy?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Say happy birthday to our buddy Garth Brooks, because today's a big day for Big G.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
So I was thinking, if we had to make the Mount Rushmore of Garth Brooks songs, which means only 4 songs.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, you're talking about, though, the biggest selling solo artist in American history. Not just country, but American history. You only get 1 song to put on. There are 4 of us. You only get 1 song, and we make Mount Garthmore.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Mount Garthmore.
Wow.
What song would you put on? So I have the entire library at my fingertips. Amy, I'm going to you first.
Coming.
You get 1 song from Garth to put up. What is it?
There's so many, and this is so hard, but I'm going with The River for personal reasons.
You just took mine.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, The River, both of you guys?
Birthday's tomorrow? Oh, hey, happy birthday tomorrow, Garth.
Yeah, tomorrow,
let's
Garth.
Let's still do this bit.
It's okay, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, we're going to do this today, but
my D just walked up and goes, hey, it's tomorrow.
Of course he did.
Happy birthday. Hater in the house.
Hater in the house.
Thank you. Okay, so anyway, tomorrow's your birthday, Garth. Cool. Mount Garthmore for tomorrow. We'll play the songs tomorrow.
Okay.
Amy puts on The River.
Yes.
Why I thought it was
The River would be like
Eddie, you can't.
Roosevelt.
So
of the Rushmore.
Oh, you mean so on, but
yeah, but
not kinda, the one everyone remembers.
Not the George Washington.
Oh, that's
at least. I'm,
hey, it's your George. Don't let him talk to you like that.
Well, just wait.
Who are you?
Just wait. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Your dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows. And the dreamer's.
Our first song is up. The River.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know that Friends in Low Places has to go up there, but I can't be the one to put it up there.
See?
Why not? Because it's not my favorite song.
Yeah.
It's, I just, which is going to.
I feel your pain.
I mean, that's the song. But I can't do it. I'm going to hope someone else does and does the right way. But I have to go If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Oh, dang.
Because this is the song that made me love Garth.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there.
Like, that song means a lot to my heart. Garth's played it in here. I sang it with Garth, and I sang it with Blake Shelton once. I'm going to do a big name drop here. At Blake's ranch, we were just goofing around, and we did that song. Everybody knows and loves that song.
My of course.
Point. Blake's like, oh, yeah, like, I was playing it on guitar. He's like, oh, I got you. And he starts singing it. I'm like, man. If Tomorrow Never Comes in the River.
That's a good one.
All right, Eddie.
Oh, I'm doing it. The George Washington of Mount Rushmore.
Go ahead.
Is Friends in Low Places.
Thank
Put
you.
It up there.
Thank you. I am glad someone
You have
did.
To.
Yeah, you have to.
You're right. Not my favorite Garth song, because there are a bunch of really good ones, but this is the one.
I commend you for putting this up.
Yeah, thank you.
Blame it all on my roots.
We sang this with Garth.
I showed
yeah,
up
Yeah, we did.
Boots.
Yeah,
twice. Once in studio,
and
once on stage.
Your blind tie
fair.
The last one to know. The last one to show up.
Lunchbox, you get to add the last song to Mount Garthmore.
Man, this is a toss-up. There's two songs. I don't know which one to pick.
Yeah, just pick one of them.
Just go. Come on. Go with your gut.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Two piña coladas.
Are you
What?
Wait,
Are
stop.
You kidding me?
What?
It's your pick. I
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't. Amy, yours is no longer the Roosevelt.
All the Garth songs.
I'm Jefferson or something.
Yeah. You might be Abe Lincoln.
What?
I love this song.
But come on,
it's not one of his best.
What was your other option? I'm curious.
Papa Love Mama?
That's
a good one. Would have been at least more palatable
sure.
as one of his best than two pina coladas.
Because the dance wasn't very good.
The rodeo? How did the
wait,
dance
what
and
rodeo?
I did If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Unanswered
Listen,
prayers.
Guys,
that's
you
not
had your
right.
Listen, guys.
Some of God's
that's not
greatest
good.
Gifts.
Guys.
Unanswered prayers.
You had your chance to put those songs that didn't make it, and you can't get mad at me because I didn't pick those songs.
Wow. Goes, I'm going to pick a song from Chris Gaines.
Yeah, you know what? Thunder Rolls, that wasn't a good one.
Oh, it is.
Hey, you had a chance to put that up there. Don't yell at me.
Okay.
I got one for each hand, okay?
This mountain's extra big. We're adding another head.
Yes,
we need
let's
it.
Do it.
Morgan number two, our digital savant. Morgan number two brings the internet to you. What are you putting up there?
I'm going with Thunder Rolls.
Okay.
There we go.
Good, good. That's
not the dance.
We needed that in there.
Oh, my goodness.
The Thunder Rolls, though, definitely goes up there. That's that's a good one.
He's too piña colada.
I think even Garth will text me and go, wait, what?
Wait, why is that up there?
Let's have a talk about this.
Lunch, that's funny.
Let's go over to Raymond. Raymond, Mount Garthmore, what are you putting on there?
Oh, boy, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We got to go with the classic.
Go ahead.
Can we go with this new one? Ask me how I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Stop.
They're outside the box thinkers. You got to give them that. Okay, thank you, Raymond. Oh boy.
Gosh.
Okay, well, Mount Garthmore would be us for.
Yeah.
With
two pina coladas in there.
That's a wrap. We'll play Chris Stapleton now. Tomorrow we'll play them, all four of them.
Thank
as part
you.
Of Garth's birthday, which I always knew was tomorrow, by the way.
Of course, today. We
so,
knew that.
Such a, no, hey, no duh.
Okay. Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
Man, hater in the house. I sense Amy's starting to be a little jealous of Mike D.
What?
Oh.
Oh, you lie.
What's wrong?
Well, no, it's just little shots that she takes at Mike D.
No,
by
that
the way,
was not a shot, and you're lying.
Mike D travels with me everywhere, produces the show on the road. We write together. We do my podcast together. Basically, now that Amy has kids, Mike has become my work right-hand man.
Yeah.
Amy used to travel with me everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's different.
It
I
is.
Was not a
but
thing.
You just took a shot at Mike.
No.
What happened?
Oh, I made a joke, and that was not. If you're going to say this pile of lies, you need to say that how I complimented.
Oh, absolutely!
Him. Okay,
you complimented
you.
Him.
Thank you.
But
in private, behind your back. And wow. It always matters what people say behind your
That's
back.
That's true. It matters more what they say behind your back than in front of.
Thank you.
But what was happening was we were talking about something, and Amy goes, fact check, ask Mike D.
Oh.
Because I asked Mike D for everything.
Well, I was confident in my answer, but I knew that maybe Mike D should fact check it, because apparently it's fact check everything I say.
And what I say, too.
I know, and lunchbox.
Whatever everyone says, because it's all.
For sure, lunchbox.
So let me just explain who Mike D is real quick. Mike D was an intern for us years ago. How many years ago did you start? 9 years
wow.
ago.
Wow.
He was an intern for us.
Mm, I'm old.
Then he, when we moved to Nashville, he stayed in Austin and just ran our board and made sure the show sounded good in Austin. Then years later, I said, hey, I got a spot for you. Moved to Nashville. He moved to Nashville, moved in with me for a bit. And he answered phones just part time. Then he became the producer of the podcast. Now he has a full-time job. He works full-time. He writes games for the show. He organizes content. He fact-checks. He basically does a little bit of everything. He travels with me on the road. And he's become a right-hand man. And I know Amy appreciates him because Amy used to be, but she has kids now and lives a different life.
Yeah.
But that was a little shot at him.
Okay.
We admit that was a funny shot, though.
Mm. Playful.
Playful.
It was
a playful shot.
It was playful.
A little bit of jealousy.
I think
just
maybe
a bit.
It was sort of a shot. You're taking it as a shot as him, but I was taking it as a shot.
It didn't matter.
At you.
Shots are shots. Amy.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
they can
playful.
Hit anyone.
I refuse to give in to you trying to accuse me of shots fired because it was playful and fun, and I know that I appreciate Mike.
A little bit jealous, though?
No.
Of our Mike and I's relationship?
No.
Guys? Of course not.
A little bit, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
They're jealous, too.
Bobby.
Though.
Okay.
Everybody's jealous.
Well, Mike D's easy because he didn't say anything, so he's
nothing.
Easy to take shots at.
Mike D and I have the best conversations. I'd like to.
It's all you?
No, it's nobody saying anything.
Okay, good. Give me a example.
The end. That's us for 5 hours.
Wow.
Wow, that seems like
sounds
fun.
Neither one of us talk, or it's, hey, I have an idea. Let's figure out this idea. And then that's it.
Huh.
That's it. We both enjoy that.
Y'all
awesome. Are perfect for each other.
Sounds like a blast.
I found my soulmate.
Yep. You did.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to go. Thank you guys for hanging. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey.
Get your bones on. Get your